Only about half of America's high school students think newspapers should be allowed to publish freely without government approval of their stories. A third say the free speech guarantees of the First Amendment go too far. These are the findings of a poll conducted by the Knight Foundation, an organization dedicated to the defense of a free press. The group asked 100,000 teens how they felt about the first item in the Bill of Rights. Nearly three-fourths said they took it for granted or didn't know how they felt. To find out more about the survey, we called the Knight Foundation's president, Hodding Carter III. He's a longtime journalist and was a State Department spokesman in President Jimmy Carter's administration.
There's a lot of confusion across the board as to what it is that is the essence of the First Amendment. The essence of it is that government is a creature of the people, and the people are not the creature of the government. And therefore, when over 30% of these kids suggest that, yes, government ought to have the right to and does to tell a journalist what to print or to put on the air, you already understand that they don't understand this fundamental principle.
Half of the students you surveyed think the government can censor what's on the Internet.
This is as dangerous as it gets, because the basis of the First Amendment is a people's right. These freedoms are not there to make journalists rich or media happy. It is to serve the people. And freedom to freely communicate across whatever medium without government restriction is the absolute essence of freedom in this country.
Mr. Carter, your journalism career began about 45 years ago, I believe.
Back there in the time when print press was about all there was.
Well, did you have an appreciation for the First Amendment in high school?
Yes, and the reason I did, of course, I was a student journalist in high school. But that's not totally fair. I was the son of a journalist, and so I grew up eating the Bill of Rights for breakfast because of my father's passionate belief in it. But yes, that was something that we were taught and thought we understood in that little high school in Greenville, Mississippi.
Well, if I could be devil's advocate for a moment, I mean, could you not say that if high school students are taking the First Amendment for granted today, it means that the amendment has worked?
I think that the argument that passivity connotates either happiness or acceptance is one that doesn't work out in most polls across the board. When people don't vote, it proves they don't care. They're not saying we're not voting because we're so happy. We're saying we're not voting because we don't think it makes any difference.
Do you think that anything about this survey reflects current events? I mean, is there something going on?
Oh, but that's an excellent question, and it's one which we should be careful to condition all reactions on. We're in the middle of a time in which our government essentially tells us that we are under constant threat. We tend to rally around the flag, around the government at times of war. We tend to be unhappy about bad news in the early days of a war. This is still, despite the fact it's been going on some time, a relatively young war, and the people do not really wish, on average, to be hearing a heck of a lot of criticism of that effort or of the government which is carrying it on.
Well, then, if I could ask, I mean, the title of your survey is The Future of the First Amendment. What does the Knight Foundation feel, what impact might they have in the future? I mean, is there concern that ambivalence about the First Amendment will lead to opposition to it?
I would say if you have a population in which a large number of people essentially either don't understand the meaning of it or indifferent to excesses committed against it, that you are asking, in fact, for government to do what government does naturally, which is to intrude on and begin to impinge on the basic First Amendment freedoms. We are free to the extent that we exercise our freedoms.
The Knight Foundation study about high school students' feelings toward the First Amendment is on our website, npr.org. Hodding Carter III is the president and CEO of the Knight Foundation. Thank you.
Good being with you. Thank you.